Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? That's great. Tonight, I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story. A story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tonight's bedtime story is called The Night Journey. This one's going to be amazing, boys and girls, so listen carefully. The Night Journey. One night, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sleeping next to the Kaaba. Suddenly, he felt that somebody was trying to wake him up. He opened his eyes and looked up. It was the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. He had with him a winged horse named Burak. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mounted Burak, and then Jibreel alayhi salam took him to Jerusalem. When they reached Jerusalem, they went to Masjid al-Aqsa. Now, boys and girls, can you remember which country Masjid al-Aqsa is in? That's right, it's in Palestine. Well done. So when they went to Masjid al-Aqsa, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed there. From there, they went into the sky and into the heavens. There were many angels walking around. All the angels smiled at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every single one of them, except one. The angel who did not smile was called Malik. He is the keeper of hell. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Jibreel alaihi salam, "Can you ask Malik to show me hell?" Jibreel alaihi salam ordered Malik to do so. And when he removed the cover from hell, the flames blazed high into the air. From there, Jibreel alayhi salam took the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to higher heavens. He met even the earlier prophets. He met Isa alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, he met Yusuf alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, and even Musa alayhi salam. At the entrance to the highest heaven, he saw Ibrahim alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam took him to paradise, to Jannah. And there, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came face to face with Allah. Then, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam returned to Mecca. In the morning, he told the Quraysh tribe what had happened and what he had seen. Most of the Quraysh tribe said,
"You are lying. It takes 1 month to reach Syria and 1 more month to more return Mecca from there. How could you do it in one night?"
They went to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and asked him,
"What do you think? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying he went at night to Jerusalem. He even prayed there, he says."
Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said to them, "If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says so, then it is true." Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was pleased with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He was pleased that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu believed in Allah and in Allah's messenger. And he called Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, which means the truthful one. Wow, what an amazing true story. Wonderful, wasn't it, boys and girls? Now that we have finished the story, what does this story teach us? Do you want to whisper to your mummies and daddies? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there's three things that I learned. The first thing was, this was a miracle event. This was a miraculous night journey made by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Mecca to Jerusalem, and then from Jerusalem to out of the universe through the seven heavens. The second thing I learned was, hell is very, very bad. Hell has huge flames of fire. It's a horrible place. That's why we should be good and pray to Allah. The third thing I learned was Iman. Iman means belief in Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Quraysh didn't believe the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu spoke the truth and told everyone that he believed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is Iman. Now, boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But before we do that, remember, we have to do two things. The first thing we have to do is, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say it together. After three. One, two, three. Thank you, Allah. To thank and praise Allah in beautiful Arabic, we say Alhamdulillah. Again, after three. You ready? One, two, three. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Masha Allah. The second thing we have to do is we have to pray the bedtime dua. We have to pray this every night. It's very important. But we're going to pray together. You ready? Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. That was very good. MashaAllah. You have been wonderful listeners. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. Also, remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. I can't wait to come back again on Tuesday for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid-e-Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.